Aaron Krenzel, fashion reporter, columnist, comes on this program every couple of months to talk about the business of fashion. And Fair and I talked before that little read about the changing names we hear on the red carpet or at big events. Maybe you'll hear Gap or Zara's or Levi's. I mean, there's a lot of different name brands here taking over the red carpet. What's going on here, Farron?
First of all, I have to tell you how impressed I was to hear the words Alexander McQueen coming out of your mouth. Never.
Girl, I watched Project Runway for years, okay? I am on it, okay?
Never did I think I would live to see the day. I am so proud.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your Tom Ford call out. Like, that was advanced. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice. So you are absolutely right. We are entering an era where Gap and Zara specifically are starting to invest in what we're calling custom red carpet. What that means is you are having celebrities and their stylists commissioning these mass market, go to the mall, get your pretzel, get your jeans brands to then show up at an exclusive red carpet event. If you watched the Super Bowl, which millions upon millions of you did, you would have seen Bad Bunny in a custom white sweatsuit by Zara.
Yeah.
You could not buy it. It was not immediately for sale. In fact, they didn't even make something similar. There were rumors that it had been designed by a fantastic Mexican-American designer named Willie Chavarria. Those rumors were apparently false, but he did do his own collection for Zara a little while later. But the actual Bad Bunny-ness of it all, you never could get it. Then Gap did Claire Danes for the Golden Globes. They did an actress from Euphoria named Barbie Ferreira for the Oscars at the Met Gala. You had Gap again with the actress Laura Harrier. And so you're starting to see, oh, wait, and you had Zara at the Met Gala, too. They dressed Stevie Nicks.
Wow.
Of all people, I know.
But you can't buy this stuff. So what's the business angle here?
What a great question. So I dove into this for a publication called High Snobiety, which is kind of like a cool Bible in New York and L.A. and Asia. They said, can you get to the bottom of this? And so I called up Zach Posen, who is the executive vice president and creative director of The Gap. And if that name sounds familiar, it's because he is responsible, before he took over Gap, for gorgeous couture red carpet dresses for people like Gwyneth Paltrow. You have seen these gowns before. And I said, what's your ROI here? Why are you making things that nobody can buy? And, you know, he said that it was to demonstrate that when you go to the mall and you buy a white shirt or a tailored little sundress, you can trust that the quality that is behind this design is the same level of quality that's going into massive custom red carpet numbers. Yeah, I mean, it's also, which is a great answer, the other answer is marketing.
Yes. I mean, they're one and the same in a way, right? I think what you're doing is, yeah, you build up the trust and you hear a big name on the red carpet that adds a little zhuzh to everything else that's made, even if you can't buy the actual dress or outfit. But is it also about just stretching the imagination to cover a broader sense of what you think that brand is? That even if I can't go buy the high-end thing that's there, I know that the people that are in that business made that, and now I've stretched a little bit the extremities of what I think that brand can possibly do, even if I can't buy that specific thing.
Well, that's what they're hoping. I think there's a slightly simpler explanation within brand halo, which is that if you're hearing this brand and you're associating it with people you really love or people whose style you really admire, you're going to start paying attention, start showing up. The other thing is now you're starting to see these bridge lines, right? So Gap, for instance, has Gap Studio. It's not the red carpet, but it is a more elevated take on Gap. So when we had Cat's Eye, the K-pop group, in those Gap ads in September, when you had Gwyneth Paltrow and her daughter Apple in the Gap ads earlier this year, that was Gap Studio. And so you are starting to see these offerings. Zara just signed John Galliano, who was the creative director of Dior during the brand's like most gorgeous, most famous Y2K days before his legendary crash out. You know, and then he went to Margiela. He's been rebuilding himself and his brand ever since. And now he's going to Zara to do a diffusion collection for them. So you are starting to see these middle plays coming up, you know, and the other thing is, as manufacturing, as materials get more expensive, these brands also have to offer some type of value prop, right? Mm-hmm. For why are jeans that used to be $30, $40 now $120? You know, like, how come we need to pay these prices? And so besides the marketing, besides the brand halo, besides the excitement, besides the identity, and you're absolutely right, the creative expression, there's also that justification of, okay, you know, please don't go to Shein. And again, and I will say, please don't go to Shein, you know, please try and buy things as mindfully as possible. But you have them now competing with the Temus of the world that will sell you a $7 pair of jeans.
Wow.
And so you have to think of the, you know, or even Costco. You have to think of why am I going to this brand instead? And so it helps out. So far it's working. You know, Zara, they had the Super Bowl moment in February. They had the Oscars. They posted their quarter earnings in March, and they were good. They were modestly good, but they were good. You know, Gap, likewise, has been doing nicely, not exceptionally, but really nicely. And I don't know, because I'm not a psychic, if this is a sustainable brand strategy for 5 years, 10 years down the line. But I think right now where the consumer is trying and having to do, you know, more with a lot less, it does kind of placate this idea that we're paying more and we're kind of getting the same thing.
I love it. Farron, every time you come on, I wish I had given you more time because
no.
You really stretch the mind of what is what I would think of the business of fashion world and the interest of it. And I think a lot of people are fascinated by that world. And you cover it so well. Farron Krenzel, I got to scoot, but thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.